This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Hot weather returns to Colorado this week. CPR's Paolo Jalceda has more.
Temperatures will near or exceed 100 degrees across Colorado this week. In the Denver metro area and Colorado Springs, hot conditions are expected to peak by Tuesday, with the rest of the week being slightly cooler but still in the upper 90s. Grand Junction and nearby Western Slope communities will see triple-digit temperatures through the week, as will Pueblo. Afternoon showers are unlikely this week. I'm Paolo Jalceda, CPR News.
Solar-powered crime cameras are being installed on the CU campus in Boulder. Police say the cameras can notify them of stolen cars or vehicles connected to crimes or wanted suspects. The cameras capture pictures of cars and license plates, but not drivers. About a dozen cameras will be deployed by the beginning of fall semester. Students at Broomfield High School have won a national engineering competition. CPR's Tony Gorman.
Broomfield High students won the Mesa USA National Engineering Design Competition with an app called Fish. The app addresses local food insecurities and language inequalities. The team says it's been able to break language barriers between food banks and their users since its launch. The Fish app can be used by domestic and international food banks. The team also won first place in the technical presentation and interview and project report categories. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The Pueblo Food Project has received more than $128,000 to expand several programs. The largest award is a $55,000 grant from the One Colorado Education Fund. That money will go toward improving food access for the LGBTQ community. The Pueblo Food Project also received funding from other organizations to address food pantry needs and education. This is CPR News.